25-year warranty with no splitting, rotting or cracking. 10 years on our natural product. Homeowner would like to install the cladding themselves if they can, because it's no special tools required. It's just a 80-inch saw blade, P2 mask, and away you go out in the doors.
Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home. But we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So hope you enjoy it, and thanks for watching. All right, Cheeky. So, mate, what are the risks associated with low quality or non-compliant cladding options?
Yeah, look, Norm, I suppose the beauty of WeatherTex is we have what we call a code mark. So our products are backed by code mark, and which is a unique thing. It allows reassurance. Mm-hmm. Not only that, any of the local authorities, i.e. certifiers, come to you and say, look, XYZ product of ours is not compatible. That way we've got, you know, proof that it is with the code mark registered for the Australian building standards.
Yeah, no, that's great. And how can homeowners spot signs of poor quality like cladding before making a decision?
From a factory point of view, what we hear and see every day is the quality level coming from out of the factory. It's unbelievable. We're testing and ensuring that, you know, every single board that goes out into the market is at 100% quality. And that's quality that, you know, we thrive on. Given that the factory, obviously, in 1964 formed, the efficiency levels, the technology has advanced that much that that's what we breed and live on.
So you're constantly investing in yourself, so to make sure that quality controls correct 100%.
And that's just, you know, obviously not just in the Australian market, Norm. You've still, you know, we go into the international market too, yep. Bearing that in mind. So, yeah, quality is a massive thing for us from the factory point of view.
Oh, wonderful. And, like, what factors should guide families in choosing a cladding that balances, like, the aesthetics and the durability of, you know, what are they going to gain from that?
There's a lot of unique profiles out there. I believe that the warranty is a big thing as well, that your realisation and that 25-year warranty with no splitting, rotting or cracking, 10 years on our natural product. Also, it's a lightweight and durable product too. Mm-hmm. So that way, look, if a homeowner would like to install the cladding themselves, they can, because it's no special tools required. It's just a 82 saw blade, at, you know, P2 mask, yep. And away you go out in the doors.
Yeah, well, and so like even with the mask aspect there, you know, there's, I guess, other products that are out there that doesn't allow the simplicity of the install. You know, it's you know, other masks and vacuum cleaners and dust suppressions and things like that. They're like it's a big difference of I guess to what yous have to what other products, you know, are like, aren't they?
Yeah, and there's again there's cost savings too with installation. Mm-hmm. The beauty technique is our off stud joining system, whether it's a weatherboard or the panel as well. So that, you know, for example, your double stud system, you alleviate that where you can apply that extra stud somewhere else by using our off stud joining system, for example, where it becomes a mechanical system.
Yep.
Which is, you know, cost savings right there.
And how does, like, quality cladding impact the home's energy efficiency?
Again, it's ensuring that the thermal brake is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we touched on that before with the ventilation of behind the wall as well. So, like we said, it creates that 7-star rating as well, which I believe is a big thing for the homeowners.
Yeah, look, definitely moving forward with getting the best star ratings and the most out of your home there and having the efficiencies are only going to help the homeowner save cost in the long run.
100%, absolutely.
And when it comes down to, like, what cladding materials, you know, are recommended for Australian climates there, like, your range that you offer, pretty much can use anywhere, can't you?
We've done a lot of work, and now we can, safe to say that any climate, whether it's far north of Cairns, we're compatible to use our products up there.
Yeah, wonderful. And, like, tell us a bit more about, like, you know, I guess that product and that stuff there, that what you have, like, comparing that to other products that are out there, you know, I guess some of your competition, you know, are they as durable than yours in other climates?
It's a bit of a grudge match, I suppose, when you say it like that. Look, I believe that they all have their own systems.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that we can be suitable for areas in to climate zone 3s, etc., and all that too. So being durable is a key factor.
And like, I guess when it comes down to the product that you have there and the maintenance and that, mm-hmm. compared to other products, like, would you say it is a simpler product to not just install but also to maintain?
100%. Look, the way we say, like, you know, if you're panning product, you can, it's just maintain stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see homeowners, you know, they can be, which is very good that they're actually doing that. It can be very common in, for example, decking, the actual cladding itself with a stain or some description. So, and by every right, that's what being overprotective is for the homeowner, which is good.
And like, I guess, like, there would be claddings out there that would not be as recommendable, you know, that are still able to be purchased at the moment,
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't recommend?
Not necessary, yeah.
So, obviously, you know, there's such a large range of other products out there, you know, but, you know, there's products, I guess, that aren't as safe, you know, and when it comes down to, I guess, a customer choosing the right product there,
mm-hmm.
is it important for them to understand the product that's going into their home that it doesn't have a risk to it? Like, you know, as example, if people are choosing a different product to yourself that you guys supply, you know, are they aware that they can drill through certain products, you know, with no mask or different levels?
Yeah, look, and I think that's where the unique thing about WeatherTex is not, you know, I know I've said this before, it's just, it's the most trusted brand, and the homeowner can actually be reassured that it is sustainable and, just very trustworthy.
And I guess there with that there too, like you mentioned the range that you have and like some of the products there, like it's basically as close to being a real tree than a tree itself, you know, like it's that natural, you know, so... You know, I don't see that there's any harm, you know, that's going to be coming down the line.
No.
You know, that's going to be impacting homeowners living in there compared to how there's been other products out there and some still products that are still out there that, you know, can have an impact on the homeowner or their kids and families to come in, you know, other generations. You know, if other products are installed in the home, would you agree to that?
Yeah, look, I totally agree. It's, you know... seen the lot, well, obviously, you know, your tree form goes into a log, you know, all that process there.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, finally seeing that on the wall, you get that understanding of, like, it is a suitable product. And
so I guess, like, yeah, sorry. You know, like when it comes down to, you know, picking a suitable product there, you know, it's really for the homeowner to understand you know, thoroughly with actually how is that product actually manufactured, what's in that product there that could or could not be causing harm to themselves and their families. And I guess the education that's out there that you guys can provide, you know, it's something that I think the homeowner should definitely thoroughly consider when, you know, choosing any form of external cladding there that's going to be the right fit for themselves, you know. So, you know, the advice in that, I guess, that you've, you know, given there, you know, it's definitely going to be very helpful, you know, to the consumer. It's one of those things, I guess, that, you know, it's that they've got to know where they can go to find out the right information. And you guys have that support network for them?
Absolutely. Look, at our website, it's unbelievable. It's a great tool to have because it's actually broken down from your homeowner to our designers and then to you guys as tradies,
mm-hmm.
Which is just a click of a button, and it's, you know, it can be filtered by horizontal, vertical, panning which way your homeowner and wants to select in types of cladding. So it's very user-friendly.
Yep, no, I love that, mate. That's amazing. Look, you know, I know firsthand, you know, using your products there over the years, that it's not just a great product to sort of work with, but it looks fantastic as well, you know. But, like, you know, yes, there's other products in that out there for customers to choose, but I think, you know, if they can take away something there, is just to make sure they do their research on, yep, you know, what style and what look they're looking for, but then also, you know, look at the longevity, look at the footprint that they're leaving behind with it, and, you know, I guess assess the risks associated with each product there.
Yeah, and also if I could add to that, Norm, is we do webinars,
mm-hmm.
and it's free to join up.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Your homeowner can, you know, go online, have a look at our webinars, you know, from subjects as such, you know, mould and condensation, you know, things like that. Circularity as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many topics up there that's available for your end user to jump on board and sit in and listen to.
All right, and so I guess wrapping up there, mate, like one little bit of advice you'd give people, personally yourself there, when choosing a product, you know, of all the ranges that are out there, how would you recommend that they go? You know, what's the number one thing that they need to look for, you know, in your opinion?
Oh, so much. Yeah, there's just,
you know, just I guess, you know,
so much.
Your main thing that you think that a consumer, when looking at cladding, what would be the most important thing, you know, that in your opinion would be very helpful to them, you know, if it's the look they're going for, or the maintenance of it, like, what do you really think?
Look, yeah, I suppose, again, it's going back to our website, and I was saying it's been user-friendly. It creates the look that they want to achieve on the actual website. Then after that follows by getting in touch with our customer service team, who actually directs the homeowner to their nearest BDM based on which area they're located. And then we get the call, we go there, we have that one-on-one presentation of that particular product that your homeowner's after.
Yeah.
Then we go through all the aesthetics.
That's such a great support network there. You know, like, it's honestly, I don't know any other company that sort of goes to that depth, yeah, and has the resources there to back up their product as well. So, mate, that's yeah, very, very professional, you know. And as I said, it's a pleasure for me to be involved with you guys and using your products there, mate. But
yeah, we appreciate it too.
Look, mate, just before we go, there's always one last question I'd like to ask, and we come from the get-to-go No Norm jar.
They're not the same questions, are they, Norm?
We never know. Depends on what day they're written on. Okay. All right, cheeky. So, mate, what's one thing you think every person should try at least once in their life?
New challenges.
Yeah, well said.
And not even with new challenges, pushing yourself to that highest limit.
You just took the words out of my mouth, mate. I was just going to say
100%. Great song, that
like
one.
Pushing yourself there, mate, and challenging yourself. Yeah, like put yourself out of your comfort zone, you know, because we all might be scared to sort of do that, you know, get outside your comfort zone a little bit. But Sometimes when you do that, that amazing things happen.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And it's even the people you meet and the experiences you have. So, no, mate, that's a wonderful share. It's that's quite interesting. We're quite similar to that one, mate. So, yeah, wonderful. All right, Chica, it's a pleasure again there, mate. Thanks for jumping on another episode of The Builder's Edge. Your wisdom is very, very knowledgeable, and hopefully people out there watching can take something away from this. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Norm. Thank you.
Pleasure, buddy.